It's Tuesday, March 9th, 2021. I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. New projections for IT spend in the SMB for 2021, the why, and more fallout from the Exchange server hack. This is the Business of Tech. Some additional market data from Tech Isle, quoting liberally from the Linked Research. U.S. SMB IT spend is forecast to grow by 7.6% in 2021 over 2020. Data shows that 45% of U.S. SMBs will be in the high-growth segment, with IT budget increases ranging between 7.5% to 15%. However, 12% of SMBs will experience budget decreases of more than 5%. The majority of the declining IT growth segment will be in the 1 to 49 employee sizes. But small businesses will grow their IT spend. How to reconcile the data? It's how technology is acquired. Nearly two-thirds of microbusinesses prefer acquisitions structured around leases, whereas one-fourth of mid-market firms plan to move to as-a-service approaches. IT services spending will grow by 8.6%, driven by managed services, data platform integration, cloud orchestration, and business process automation. 2021 will be the year of the mid-market segment, with IT spending forecast to grow by 8%. So why do we care? The big takeaway for me is that difference in acquisition. The smaller you are, the more you're using SaaS and leases. It's a bit obvious when you think about it, but that doesn't mean it's less relevant. More providers who've built their business on a core bronze, silver, gold, paper, leather, vibranium package tier may have baked in too much dependency on devices and endpoints and not enough on the management around those SaaS apps. Monthly recurring revenue is the base for a solid business, but it's not the only piece. The best-in-class providers have a mix. I know I've over-rotated on this in the past myself. In the future state, providers focused on smaller customers are far more system integrators and consultants than they are infrastructure managers. Is your skill set ready for that? Is your staff makeup? What's the plan to get there? That's why we care. More follow-ups to the Microsoft Exchange server compromise. The number of estimated Exchange server customers compromised is now doubled to 60,000. More scary, Microsoft may have taken too long to recognize the issue. Krebs on Security has a basic timeline of the event, and Microsoft has confirmed it was made aware of the vulnerabilities in January. It also appears there are to be at least 5 hacking groups actively using the flaws as of the weekend. Per Krebs, if your organization runs an Outlook web access server on the internet, assume a compromise between February 26th and March 3rd. The National Security Council added that patching and mitigation is not remediation if already compromised. Why do we care? I'm going to need another segment or retire This Week in SolarWinds to This Week in Nation State Breaches. Maybe both. There will be a lot of follow-up questions from Microsoft to come. My focus here on this show will be less about the tactics of patching and more about the perspective. I wouldn't expect this show to be the place you get breaking news about these hacks. Instead, it's where we talk about why and what's next. If I were a provider at any level, I'd be asking really hard questions about why I'm actually still running an on-prem email server in the year 2021. It circles back to the first story of today. The smaller the business, the more everything is consumed via SaaS or lease. With this trend for all systems, why not sprint ahead? If you wonder why I'm so focused on cloud management, this is why. Tomorrow, March 10th, at 1 p.m. Eastern, I'm joining my good friends at Acronis for a virtual event on the topic of how to build a high-margin, low-risk MSP business in 2021. This panel has a great lineup, including Amy Luby and William Toll of Acronis, Brian Semrau, founder of InfoSec Chicago, and Lori Tisnai, Technology Optimization Specialist for Computer Concepts USA. There's still time to register and join us tomorrow by visiting go.acronis.com/MSP panel. Why should you join? You'll be able to interact with channel, business, and cybersecurity leaders through a live Q&A in a highly collaborative virtual event. And if you can't join us, I'll post my summary afterward with a link to the recording of the event. Looking forward to staying cyber fit with Acronis on March 10th. Thanks for listening to the Business of Tech, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.